Governor Andrew Cuomo and the state legislature approved some significant changes to the state's education system and how teachers are evaluated going forward. But as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, before those policies can be implemented, the new system faces a big test, literally, later this month.
The new state budget includes big changes for teacher performance reviews, which will be redesigned by schools and the state education department to rely more heavily on standardized tests. But the teachers' union, New York State United Teachers, is trying to throw a wrench into that process. They're actively urging parents to opt their children out of the exams. The third through eighth grade math and English tests will be administered in mid-April. NYSET President Karen McGee says if enough students boycott, the tests could be rendered meaningless.
Statistically, if you take out enough, it has no merit or value whatsoever.
The New York State School Boards Association's Tim Creamer agrees that if the teachers' union is successful, it will greatly disrupt the new plan for teacher evaluations.
If they can invalidate these tests because not enough kids have taken them, then how can you evaluate me as a teacher because the foundation of that annual professional performance review has now been taken away? Not enough kids have taken the test.
He credits the union with a brilliant strategy. They've been battling with Governor Cuomo, but Creamer says it could have negative consequences far beyond the teacher performance reviews.
I very much am concerned about kids will get, and parents will get, this impression that all of these tests are kind of optional. And I don't have to take that Friday quiz, or I don't have to take that Regents exam, or I'm not feeling like that's really going to work for me to take that chemistry exam next week. I really worry about this chipping away at the foundation of the educational delivery system.
Creamer says if even a small percentage of children boycott the English and math exams, then some schools could risk federal sanctions or funding penalties. Two-thirds of the students have not performed adequately on the tests during the first 2 years the exams have been given, according to the State Education Department's scoring system. But currently, school children are not penalized for their scores on the tests. Cuomo and the legislature agreed to a 4-year waiver of the exam's effects on students, though not on teachers. Overall, school boards are pleased with many of the education changes in the new budget. Creamer says it will now be easier to take steps to get rid of bad teachers. He says under the new rules, if teachers receive 2 years of poor reviews, then a school can take steps to fire the teacher. If the teacher gets a bad review for 3 years in a row, even if they have tenure, then the school district is required to begin a termination process.
It would put some teeth into this annual professional performance review. Otherwise, it really doesn't have much.
He says while the new rules will weed out poorly performing teachers, it will also help to nurture and retain new teachers who may be struggling with whether they want to remain in the profession. After the April exams are finished, the next step will be for the State Education Department and the Board of Regents to design new teacher performance systems that individual districts will then work to adopt by November. If any of the schools fail to comply, then the school aid increases that they'll begin receiving in a couple of months will be halted. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.